This podcast is a work of fiction. The opinions expressed are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. The following episode contains mature content.
We can expect some sun.
Injury at the hospital for sick children.
You are caught in the typical Mediterranean diet.
Welcome, Fib Locals. It's time to take a break from swimming, tanning, or huffing B3608 and tune in to the greatest gossip show to ever grace the airwaves. And those airwaves are hot, hot, hot. Just like your hosts, Kitch Stevens and Lala B Star.
Now with a live studio audience.
All right, guys.
What do you mean?
Two.
Lala's not here yet. Seriously, like...
One.
Hello, my busty crustaceans. How are we all doing tonight? Looks like I'm sitting alone in a spotlight for this episode.
I'm here.
Oh, jeez, Lala, where have you been?
I'm so sorry, Binga. I was at the tanning salon. They've got this new B3-infused tanning oil. It really calms you down. My heart's barely beating.
That's why I always schedule my appointments for the morning. You know, so I can make it to our show on time.
How's my color?
Red hot. Anyway, is that a new pincher?
You betcha. You want to know what else pinched? The piercing I got. Don't know if I can name it on air, but it's spelled a little like C-L-I-C-K.
Click our website for a code from our sponsors, Fib Tanning Solutions. Their UV beams can penetrate even the toughest of shells.
That's right, baby. Terms and conditions may apply.
Now, I'd like to address the elephant in the room. Or dog in the room? Or the lack of dog in the room?
Yeah, my sweet Fitz.
As you can see, Fitzy is not joining us tonight. Her assistant says she's on a business trip.
But you all in the audience already knew that. That's another reason I was late today, Kitch. The comrades were going on a walkie-walkie-walk.
Oh, it's so nice of you to cult-sit for her.
It's the least I could do for my girl. Remind me, Kitchy, what are we chatting about this week?
Today, it's all about university. University. University.
Did they not get the message? Make some noise.
Oh, sorry, we forgot. They only respond to their leader. Jared, please hold up that Fitzy cutout a little higher. That's more like it. Just a reminder, folks, I am a proud Fib University graduate with a minor in marketing. I'm the one that made spring break spring break. Without me, it would have just been break.
Oh, Fitzy and I loved spring break. That's when all the snowbirds come to Fib.
Snowbirds? What about the young hunks from Carvard?
Please, they've all got student loans. I need an elder who can spoil me with all the treatments needed to keep me using their senior's discount, not mine.
The scholarship I got for Daddy's donation to the university kept me debt-free. Also, I'm a scholar. Duh.
How did you stay so focused?
B3608. Now, it's time to hear what you academics have been up to. Don't be shy. Ring, ring, ring.
Kitch, it's been 45 minutes without a call.
I just don't get it. Do no academics listen to our show?
Pick it up.
Caller number one, our first academic. How are you, babe?
Hey, I'm pretty fitzed on B3 right now, so this may be a little all over the place, but it's a really emotional story, so listen up. So I'm just entering my 9th year in communications at FibU, right?
Right.
And I, like, love getting involved in the school community, right?
Right.
So I mostly live at this dripped-out frat house, right?
Right.
So there's technically only 12 frats at FibU, 20 if you include the renegade militia groups.
Oh, I was a sorority leader for one of those in my senior year. Most of my troop died overseas, though.
Yeah. The war gave Fib's population pyramid a gorgeous hourglass shape. Jelly.
I'm part of Frappalapacol, which is the one that holds the record for the most people tied up on the Fib rail line. Our mascot is named Frappy, right? And he's like this big Zarlock, right? Like, with all the tentacle and eyes and stuff.
Zarlocks have such gentle eyes.
It's great. And we really feel he represents Frappa's soul, but he barely fits in the common room, so we, like, put a collar on him and put him out back, right? He's got this tent, and the digs are sick. So, he was happy, okay? But then one day we got back after a rager to feed him the leftover Papa Fibs. And like he's gone. Just nowhere, right? And I got a good eye for these things because I can spot a Zarlock from 2 meters away. So it's not like we missed him.
I must say, there's never been a Zarlock I could take my eyes off of. So, when you couldn't find that sensual, sweet mascot, what did you do?
We do what anyone would do, and go on the rampage against the other frats, because it's gotta be one of them, right? And it was, like, intense. Jeremy's dad owns a military supplier, so we, like, did satellite laser strikes and stuff, and we accidentally gooped the Dean! And then the militias got involved and negotiated this truce after a year or so. You know how this militias love truces.
Not mine.
And then there's this nerd who shows up at the frat door late at night as we were grieving and said they knew what happened to the Zarlock. He had this, like, nerd paper that some nerd news corporation had nerd published, and it said that, it turns out, the whole time, they were just little sentient freaks who liked having collars and acting like animals.
Should I act surprised?
So I guess then this nerd paper went out, all the Zarlocks dipped or something. But rule number one at Frappalapacole is no king shaming, so there was no reason for him to dip. I guess what I'm trying to say is, Frappy, if you're hearing this, come back. We love you, even if you're a bit freaky. You know what? Bud, especially because you're a bit freaky deaky.
Caller, I am moved by your story. And because I like you so much, I'll do you a favor and check my dungeon, the studio basement. I always forget what's hiding down there.
Did anyone else not know that door was there?
Lucky you.
Well, while Lala is off looking for your mascot, why don't we quickly interrupt with another sponsored message? Bear with us, folks. Budget cuts. Hello, Jerry's Armory and End Time Supply.
Arm yourself with weapons built for the end times. We've got crossbows, lances, and battering rams. And for the pacifist in your life, we've got personal protection equipment like gas masks and bomb shelters. So what are you waiting for? Seriously, people, they don't want you to know, but the end is coming. If you don't want to die, the only way is to fight. The government doesn't see you as people and only sees you as object permanence for their power.
Come on, Jerry, you only paid for 15 seconds of airtime.
That was boring. No more of that. Caller number one, you still on the line? Good, because I've got some wonderful news. An extra large package will be outside Frappalapacole in 2 to 3 business days. Don't mind any bumps and scratches.
Oh, you found him! Wow, Lala, what a tender moment to experience on live air. How incredible is it to be a part of something bigger than myself? Rock on, Freaky Frappy.
Then she told me, I guess that makes us both animals.
Seriously, though, what kind of business do you think Fitzy's up to right now?
Something to do with motivational speaking. Or maybe timeshares.
Please. And she says her degree was for nothing. That all sounds like stuff from our slogans and subliminals lectures. Ooh, could that be? Our next student.
Must be. Hello? Caller number 2? What's your story?
So I'm a third-year bioengineering student, just trying to focus on my studies, right? But some things are hard to ignore.
I totally get it. Sometimes life just gets in the way of academia. Like one time, my ghostwriter was having an awful time with my astronomy essay. Turns out her boyfriend dumped her that morning. I ended up having to rewrite the whole thing. Her tears were staining every page. Ugh, so annoying.
Last month, I was leaving my intro to loan sharking class, and I saw another flyer for a protest. Apparently, a Jacob Projectile was coming to speak on campus. You know, the guy with the podcast. I read his self-help book once, and it convinced me to just totally clear-cut my local forest, which was great, but I didn't know he was, like, controversial.
That was you? Good work, caller. The shopping center they built over it is where I buy all my shoes.
Ooh, we should go there later. Anyway, what did that flyer say?
According to the flyer, Jacob's dad owns Projectile Industries Overseas Peacekeeping Violence Corporation, and he's part of the quote-unquote wealthy elite. And people are acting like being the son of a billionaire is a big scandal. But you know who else was? Peel Patrick Paris. And the so-called actor community loves him.
Ooh, old news. You see the Projectile name on every tank that rolls for Fib.
Okay, but what's this about people suddenly liking Peel Patrick Paris? Totally overrated.
So yeah, the next day I shove past a crowd of shouting protesters to see his lecture. And I know that he's gonna ruffle some feathers, whatever. But let me tell you something. This guy's good. He opened my eyes to a world of compelled speech and censorship that nobody on campus ever wants to talk about. Especially not the protesters outside that building. I couldn't believe it. Did you know that FIBNN actually stands for Fib Neutered Network?
Watch it, boo. The Neutered Network is the only place that airs us.
That being said, as a gossip show, we believe in total transparency. We would never censor a segment.
Fucking right, Kitch.
Well, anyway. Jacob Projectile really cares about wellness, by the way. And of course, nobody wants to say that. Before he even started the presentation, he held up a meditation device that shone this blinding white light for like a full 20 minutes while he repeated this relaxing mantra. I think it was something like, "Everything I say is correct." And me and the other engineering students in the audience didn't remember much of it, but it was powerful.
That sounds like a phone call with my mother.
It was powerful. So after the lecture, I walked up to Jacob and told him how great his words were. I felt inspired. And he was so impressed that I was the first ever born Fibizen to attend his lecture. So he said, "Well, are you free for a coffee right now?" And I was like, "Well, duh, I'm free."
Wait, that's kind of sweet.
Could this be our show's first romance gone right?
So we're at this table in a cafe, and he says to me, "You're brave enough to be seen at one of my events in public. Not many people are."
Stop!
"You're brave enough to know something nobody wants you to find out that they don't want you to find out."
Forget them. What did he tell you next?
Apparently, the hole in the middle of Fib isn't what you think.
No.
Right, so the mayor's been telling us it's fine, but to stay away from it. They've been saying we should live with the hole, but they haven't answered any questions. Why was it dug overnight? Who made it? The truth is, the hole isn't really toxic. They're saying that to keep you away from it. They don't want you to know the truth. They...
Hey, who's they?
I'm getting to that. Sorry. It's just, if Jacob was here, he would explain this much better. They don't want you to know this because their paws are on everything. That's right! Whose paws? Little doggy's paws. 1,000 little doggies were conscripted to dig that big hole in the ground. And nobody can go there because they don't want you to know what's underneath.
Huh? Doggies? My darling Fitzy would never dirty her paws in a mess like this.
That's right. Terriers. Poodles. The ones with the crust under their eyes. Why haven't scientists found out what the eye goop is? Hmm? Suspicious.
The eye goop has many alternative health benefits. You just need to research the...
You want to know why they call them whippets? Because they make you lightheaded. With the... all the conspiring they do. That's right. I've done drugs. Scared fibrils.
All right, can somebody get this conspiracy theorist off the
air? You want to know why they call them shih tzus?
Because of the way
that they take their crafts
actually delegates a whole operation
to the other dogs. They are the leaders. They watch everything. They...
I can't believe it. Some college twerps trying to drag Fitzy's good name through the dirt.
Please, Lala, no one could take an accusation like this seriously. Why would Fitzy be working for the government? She's been conspiring against them for years.
It's just, I'm getting so worried. And he's right about them switching up about the hole. Like, why is their water park resort suddenly shut down?
Come on, you already know this. They closed it for routine cleanings. Think about it, Lala. Fib Rail even does hole stops. The government pretty much encourages people to go there. And I'm sure they wouldn't have any ulterior motives for doing so.
You're right, Kitch. I just... My poor Fitzy!
Oh, there, there, Lala.
Okay, today's episode was actually super inspiring. Sorry about that, that was embarrassing. In any case, I'm seriously thinking about going back to school now.
Ooh, what do you think you'd study?
Immunology, probably.
Hey, I say go for it. University has done so much for me.
It really has. Did you ever think you'd come this far?
No, I thought I'd go farther, but I'm just so happy. This is the best job in the world. The journey from motel receptionist to fib gossip specialist has meant so much to me. Every day I come into work, it feels like I'm using my brain to its fullest capacity. Did I say something funny, Jared?
Don't make me send you back to the dungeon.
Please, no. We're at a cornstarch for latex.
That should be the least of your worries.
Stars, Jared, what sorority were you in? Phi Gamma Wimp?
More like Phi Gamma Gimp.
It's the end times! It's here!
That's enough! Urging you more airtime for that. Hey, Lala, where are you going?
I can't die without my poor Patrick Paris poster.
I thought he was overrated.
He's misunderstood. Is it over?
I think so. I know we got a weather alert for ground bubbling, but damn!
We did? That must have been when I was in the tanning bed. Hey, you know what I was thinking during all that just now?
Save Peel Patrick?
Yes, well, no. I was thinking how great immunology would be for me. A fresh start.
That's true. Keep the mind as perky as the body. You know what? That'd be a great topic for next week.
Perky bodies? I think we already covered that.
No, new beginnings.
Ooh, vague. Sounds better than what we had planned. What was it? Fib liberties with the least toenails and the most attitude?
Peel Patrick Paris would definitely be topping that list. No need to elaborate.
It's settled then. Next week, we want you to call in with your stories of new beginnings.
Have you recently experienced a spiritual crisis during a natural disaster? Did you have a distinct and vivid vision of Peel Patrick Paris speaking to you in tongues? Did you save him? Did he want to be saved? Are you now inspired to pursue a fresh start?
If any of this resonated with you, call in next week. Life changes so fast, and who knows where we'll all be next time we meet.
Dial in for a new beginning to 999-608-4312-555.
Sell it.